troubles down the drain.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. That song gets me in a good mood. There's no doubt about that. I love it. Give me a little Elton John, start the morning off. Welcome back, hour number two. I want to tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I love getting the emails. I'm on their email service, and I told you earlier this week I got one and talked about all things golf at Palmetto Dunes and all the unbelievable things that are happening there. And you know what? It's an easy sell. To, like, whoever comes up with these, they do a great job of it. But, like, boy, oh, boy, what a good job that is to post these awesome pictures of these beautiful golf courses and these awesome packages they put together. Really cool events with great rates. Like, that's a good job. And they do an awesome job with it. I want you to subscribe to their email list. I want you to go to their Facebook page. I want you to follow them on Instagram and Twitter and just see why Palmetto Dunes is the best at what they do. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We have 12 local players playing at the Wells Fargo Championship. Quail Hollow Club, Charlotte, North Carolina. Stuart Sink off number 10 at 8:50. Bill Haas, 8 o'clock off number 10. Ben Martin, number 1 at 8:30. Scott Brown, number 10 at 12:20. Sam Saunders, number 1 at 12:30. Kyle Stanley, number 10 at 12:40. Tiger Woods, by the way, 12:50, number 1. Kevin Kisner, 1:10 off of number 10. Lucas Glover and Jonathan Bird, 1:30 off number 1. Richie Wierenski, 1:40 off number 1. Kyle Thompson, 2 o'clock off number 1. Oh, yeah, it's 11, not 12. 11 local players playing. Wells Fargo Championship, Charlotte, North Carolina, Quail Hollow Club, part of our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Go by and see them, folks. We're talking about the great folks at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. And I got to tell you, their social media people do an awesome job of putting those packages up and showing you just how easy and convenient it is. Check out their website, their email address, all their social media stuff at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We had the Prowl and Growl last night, Zach Gorman, Tour 24.
Whatever.
Why are you so mad over there, man?
I'm fine.
You're bitter over there because William Quackenbush played in this softball game and you didn't get invited.
No, I'm fine about it. I'm okay about
all right,
it.
Who I play?
I have no idea. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Why not?
It's fine.
No. You showed me during the thing. We had
some names.
CJ Spiller played.
Much, much bigger than you and I.
You can't get all these guys bigger. You can't get bigger than CJ Spiller.
No. And that's, obviously, I'm not upset that I'm curious.
You're upset Quack played and you didn't play.
I'm curious how Quackenbush is involved with something that CJ Spiller is involved with.
They both love Clemson. They're both celebrity superstars. They're both mega superstars. They're both Ring of Honor type superstars.
I'll see you at 9.
What? Dude, why can't you be happy for Quack?
Very happy for Quack. Great guy. Salt of the earth.
Why can't you be happy for... By the way, Kelly, you must have talked Kelly out of not playing. She didn't play.
Yeah. No, she was excited to play. And unfortunately, she just wasn't feeling well yesterday. So hopefully she's feeling better today.
Hopefully she's feeling much better. Got to get ready for the very first Kelly Gramlich show.
Yes. Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Did Pat Sapp playing this thing?
I have no idea.
Sure he did. He's bigger than you.
I'm not. That's not the question here.
The question is, Quack's bigger than you.
Also not the question. I am curious as to how Quackenbush was involved with this. Is it because of the Clemmies thing?
No. It is the play-by-play, the excellent show he has, his writing. He's talented. People love him.
Check the stats, bro.
What stats?
I mean, you want to talk about the excellent show?
Oh, come on, man. You don't wear jealousy very well. You do not wear jealousy very well.
No. I'm very happy.
I'm happy for him.
Very happy for them.
Can I get to the Prowl and Growl stuff from last night? David Hood from
Tiger Net.
David Hood has some quotes from Dabo Swinney last night. They don't expect anybody to have any academic issues. The kicker transfer, Stephen Sawicki, is a transfer guy that is a great student, but some of ours might have transferred over. So that's one.
We have a kicker transferring in?
Yeah, never heard of him. Can you look it up?
How many scholarship kickers can we have?
This is not a scholarship kid. He's just walking.
He's just walking on. Yeah. Okay.
Look up and see where he kicked last year, can you?
What's how you spell his last name?
Sawicki. How would you say that?
Sawick.
Sawicki.
Sawicki. Stephen Sawicki.
Right. Dabo said, talking about the spring game, quote, it's a very competitive game for sure. The depth of our team showed. It was just a play here or there. There were some big plays I saw from guys finishing plays. Guys in the trenches did a really nice job. Guys like Matt Bockhorst and Blake Vinson. It was very competitive. It was a big part of the evaluation process. He also said that he was not surprised by the NFL draft. Not really surprised. Dorian O'Daniel came by today as I left, gave me a big hug. He was excited to tell me a story. He was fired up. He leaves tomorrow. It's great to see a guy like that go through up to the third round. He thinks he has a plan and a scheme for him. He's excited about that. I reached out to the other guys and congratulated all of them as well. Brad Burnell had, I think, the bigger of the news stories last night. When asked, he said, there's nothing new about Marquise Reed or Shelton Mitchell. Both players have declared but have not signed. The two will not sign with the agents, and they could return to Clemson. He said, quote, this is really when it gets started for them in terms of when they would go and meet with a pro team and sit down and talk to them. That will happen in the next few weeks, unquote. Now, this is not a quote, but here's the biggest news to me, Mr. Or24, Jack Lake, Tonto. Brownell said both players were on the bubble for a combine invite, but he does not think they got one. I think that's news. If they didn't get a combine invite, like you don't make it to the NBA without making it to the combine, right? If you're not good enough for the combine, you're not good enough for the NBA, right?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
No, that doesn't mean you don't go play in Europe somewhere. Yeah. Now, obviously, who was the kid, the Valpo kid that left?
Scarra, man.
Yeah, Scarra.
Come on.
I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Out of sound, out of sight, you know?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
He declared like 2 months ago.
Yeah. But he's going to Europe to play.
Here you go.
Trust me on this. That won't be the last time I forget his name. You had to remind me.
Come on, man. He was a valued member of the team last year.
He was. He did a good job.
Gave some great minutes to Brad Burnell and the team.
He did a great job. I don't know why you leave the ACC for your senior year to go play.
To go home.
In Europe. Maybe for his next year.
When mama calls.
Oh, let me ask you this.
When mama calls.
The motherland calls you back.
Da.
Let me ask you this.
Is it Croatia?
Let me ask you this.
What do they speak in Croatia?
Croatian.
How do you speak Croatian? Do you have anything? That was fantastic.
I could say the only two words I could say in Croatian. David Scarra. That's it. That's all I got for you. All right. Let me ask you this. I have preached this forever. Now, I'm an old man, okay? I have preached this forever. Somehow, some way, so many of our kids are not taking into consideration or have devalued senior season.
Here we go.
I'll ask you this, Mr. Or24.
Here we go.
Now, let me be very, 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 very clear. A lot of people get tired of school. That's feasible, correct?
Sure.
A lot of people get tired of practice. That's feasible, correct?
Sure.
A lot of times your body's just broken down. That's feasible, correct? With that said, Taylor Hearn didn't get drafted. Van Smith didn't get drafted.
They've all signed, though.
That's fine. They're going to sign. They're going to sign for peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to make the NFL. They're going to go get a job somewhere. Let me ask you this, Mr. Or 24, Jack Leg Tonto.
What's up, Big Tuna?
Would you rather...
I got people calling me that in person, though.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's not
Tonto
great.
Or Jack Leg?
Both. Don't love either.
What's more insulting, Tonto or Jack Leg?
Don't love either.
What's more insulting? Tonto's a hero. Jack Leg's like, eh.
All right. Well, I was like, people will say, is he calling you Jack Leggett? No.
Jack Leg. Let me ask you this. What would you rather do? Go to work for Harbin Lumber first year or go play on the national championship team at Clemson?
5-3. National championship.
What would you rather do?
Love Harbin Lumber.
Love Harbin Lumber.
But a national championship.
But that can wait one more year.
Mm-hmm.
You got a chance to go win another national championship, man. What would you rather do? Go try to make a team as a sixth-round draft pick? Make a, I don't know, whatever peanuts you're going to make there. Try to stick on with the team, get cut, or come back and play on national TV at Texas A&M, at Florida State. Number one team, number two team in the country. Get another national championship
ring. Do you feel like they could have bettered their draft stocks?
No.
Then go.
Well yeah, maybe. If Deion Kane would have actually started catching the football,
well,
he could have improved his draft status. McLeod, there's nothing McLeod could have done. Well, I'll take that back. If McLeod would have stopped fumbling the football.
I think McLeod was lucky to be drafted. He's high to get drafted.
I agree. But the other thing is maybe if he comes back and plays cornerback, maybe he improves his draft status.
That's probably the reason he got drafted.
Yeah.
His ability to switch the field.
Yeah. So, I just think the value of, because we do this all the time. Again, we're going to start our Legends segment. We need to do that. I thought we were going to start it in May. We'll start next weekend maybe. But all these guys, the greatest time of my life was in college and sitting in those locker rooms with those guys and on the field, the trips and the bus rides and the plane rides. And these that's the greatest time of my life. And these are legends. And these guys are thinking, well, I'm 3 and gone, man. I got to get out. I'm out of here. You're gonna hurry up and miss the best time of your career? The best time of your life? You're going to just, I'm going to go make mine.
That's up to you, though, what the best time of your life is going to be.
Yeah.
You got to believe the best time of your life is going to be in front of you. If you don't believe that, what are you doing?
But not the first year on a job.
What are you doing?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your first year here. When you're having to go make Roy Philpott's coffee for him.
He didn't drink coffee, just water.
He had to go get his and then you had to go wash his car for him and go get his donuts for him. And his Jersey Mike's every day.
Wrong on both accounts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're Ryan the intern. You're not Michael Scott Paper Company. You know what I'm saying?
Even in those times, when you're doing just grunt work, every part of me believes the best times in my life are still ahead of me.
Sure. Sure. I still believe mine are.
Mm-hmm. It's a way to live. You have to live that way.
It is. But, man, you know what? I'd get to go do it one more time with the fellas in the locker room, hang out with them and chill with them. And
that's nostalgia. That's what that is. That's just that power of nostalgia. I have no interest in going to the two-a-days for 2 weeks in the summer that we had.
To win a national championship?
No interest in doing that.
To a national championship?
Those were brutal.
I hated practice. Hated.
You want the glory. You want that stuff. That's what you miss. You don't miss the work.
How about touching the rock one more time, running down the hill just one more time? Having 80,000 screaming, you're watching with millions watching on TV.
You miss the glory.
Right. How about a little national championship parade where you get a ring and you get to celebrate your teammates? You did it, man.
You've peaked at such an early age. You've reached this mountaintop, and it's so difficult for you to climb a higher mountain going forward.
How about this one more shot at Bama?
Bama.
Would you rather play Bama? Or would you rather say, well, got a big sales meeting today. I got a big interview with Avis. Would you rather be prepared for Bama or Avis? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Alabama or Avis?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Chad to Columbia. I don't want to hold through the break. 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing well, Tuna. Hey, nothing better than Zach dropping a Check the Stats Bro and talking about award-winning shows. But, I mean, I wanted to weigh in on two things. All right, first, yesterday late in the show, you were talking about Dabo Swinney in Alabama, and the guy called in with that story. Yeah, Alabama acts like, you know, they're playing chess and we're playing checkers, right? I mean, you know, we've given Kathleen an honorary alumnus award. Wouldn't be shocked if something gets named after soon. You know, we're playing that angle, too. You know what I'm saying? So we're tugging at those heartstrings, too. So, number one. But maybe this is how it's calling. Did you see Larry Williams' tweet about draft picks over the last 5 years from the ACC and SEC?
Yes.
And the breakdown by school?
Yes.
I cannot believe that, you know, all the talk with Georgia the last day or two with all these Georgia fans calling and the guy Will, whatever. But, I mean, the fact that Arkansas has the same number of players as Georgia drafted in the last 5 years, I mean, compare their SEC wins to, it's unbelievable that, you know, I mean, either Arkansas is the most underachieving program ever, or either, you know, you can say that about Georgia with the way they recruit versus only having 19 draft picks. And then, I mean, Boston College with 14, NC State, I mean, I don't know if you want to bring that up and go over, but I just thought it was really interesting. I mean, Georgia Tech having more than South Carolina, that kind of surprised me. Because, I mean, South Carolina certainly recruits at a higher level than Georgia Tech does. But, anyways, man, love the show. Talk to you soon.
You're the best, Chad. We'll talk about that after a break.
Tuna.
Don't tell me that's going to catch on.
I hope it does. I hope it catches on as much as the calves thing caught on for a while there.
But those are two mutually exclusive things. Tunas don't have calves.
No, they don't. But tunas are, you know, shaped to be so aerodynamic and water dynamic. And there's bullets through the water. Yeah. Those calves are like just rockets on your legs there. They explode every time you just step on the ground. They explode off.
Friend of mine comes up to a buddy. We're playing golf. And my other buddy has like the smallest legs you've ever seen.
Got them pencil legs, huh?
It was like, Olive, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was bad, right?
Little Popeye reference.
And the guy was very, very conscientious about it, or self-conscious about it. Yeah, self-conscious about it. And so, like, he wouldn't wear shorts a lot of times. Like, these are the skinniest legs I've ever seen. Another buddy of ours didn't know that the guy was self-conscious about it. And he came to him and goes, hey, man, have you caught those rustlers? You heard this one?
No.
He goes, what rustlers? He goes, the one that stole your calves.
Oh, that's tough. Oh, hate to hear that.
Oh, man.
Man, those calves.
I had another buddy of mine this last week who put his foot in his mouth. I can't tell you on the air. I'll tell you about it.
My question to you is, why don't you have your tailor that has to specifically make your jeans and pants because your calves are too stinking big to fit in regular jeans? Why does he not sponsor a segment?
Because I still can wear skinny jeans, and I've got skinny jeans on today.
You can't wear them.
Acid wash skinny jeans.
You can't. Yeah. Your calves are too stinking big. You don't get in those things.
Come on, man. They're not that big.
They're not small. If I had to ask Meredith, I would say that's probably 64.3% of the reason she married you.
Let's ask her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text her. You text her. You got a number. Text her.
I texted her the other day about you not seeing Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
She said, if I knew that,
I wouldn't have married him.
I wouldn't have married him.
I don't blame her.
It's tough to hear.
I think all marriages should be based on cinematic history.
I think all marriages should be based on one thing, that if it was different, it would be all over.
That's it. Just one thing. Like, I saw Seinfeld broke up with girls. She had man hands. She's a low talker. She's a quiet talker. She's a close talker.
Can't do it.
That's it. Just one thing, man. That's it. You break up with them. All right. We'll take a short break. I want to tell you about Engineered Sleep, engineersleep.com. Man, Jay and Davis orders, they're like really, really smart guys. And the only thing I know is I don't get an Engineered Sleep t-shirt. Got a nice bed. Don't have a t-shirt. I love the logo. These are good people.
Can't get one of those t-shirts.
And no, they're gold. EngineeredSleep.com. Congaree Road over in Greenville. Let them custom make, custom design a bed for you at Engineered Sleep. Let them take care of you. It is the bed of a lifetime. I will tell you this. I don't know anybody who's ever got an Engineered Sleep bed then went and bought another bed. They're great friends at Engineered Sleep. EngineeredSleep.com. You go over. You test them out. They make it. You take it home with you. Or they can deliver it. To take your old one out. They can do all that. Right now, all of our listeners mentioned my name, D-List Mickey Plyler Tuna, and you're going to get 10% off. You can't beat it. It's our great friends at engineersleep.com. We'll touch on Chad's stuff about that stat about the NFL when you come, about the SEC draft picks and ACC draft picks when you come back from after this.
Switch's mission is to fight human trafficking and exploitation in the upstate. You can join the fight by becoming a sponsor, silent auction donor, or come to the Vision Performance with Purpose event on May 19th at the Poinsett Club. See performances by the Carolina Ballet, Jared Emerson, Center Stage, M Designs, and more. For more information or to purchase your tickets, go to visionforswitch.com. That's visionforswitch.com and join the fight to help Switch end human trafficking and exploitation in the upstate.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Take out those demons, put them back up on the shelf. Just my little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kickstart.
Welcome back. You know anybody who doesn't like that song? Somebody will text in saying, I hate that song.
Probably.
Somebody out there hates Key Lime Pie.
Key Lime Pie?
Yeah.
Would you rather have Key Lime Pie or Lemon Meringue Pie?
Oh, my God. Here he comes, the Cerebral Assassin.
The Cerebral Assassin. Mickey. Weiler.
Key Lime Pie or what now?
Lemon Meringue.
Key Lime. You know what? You know my favorite kind of pie is, though?
What's that?
Coconut cream pie.
Really?
Yes. When I was a kid, I liked coconut cream pie so much, my mom would make two. One for them, one for me.
My favorite pie, strawberry rhubarb.
Never had it. Good.
Delicious.
You put a little ala mode on there?
You can if you'd like, but just a perfect combination of sweet and sour.
Mm. You know my second favorite pie is?
What's that?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie?
Yeah. Well, no, pecan.
Pecan pie?
I like that. That's good. Get a little whipped cream, like hot pecan pie, pecan pie, and get me a little whipped cream on top of that. Mm. Now you're talking, Jack.
Jack.
Jack Leg. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall. May is one of their busiest months. Here's why. I mean, let's face it. Graduations, right? Tell me if you've ever bought anybody a gift for this, Zach. Graduation?
Yes.
Mother's Day?
Yes.
Anniversary?
Yes.
A lot of people get married on anniversary. You got all that.
I'm not married.
No, you're not, but you know that. Engagement?
Also not engaged.
I hope one day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
She ever pops a question.
I think you'll be waiting a long time on that one.
Got no ring on this finger. I'm a free man over here.
Look, bottom line is, Reed Stewart can take care of you. You're really not a free man.
I hope she's not listening.
She's not. Go by and take care of all those May events at Reed's Jewelers. They got some great specials going on, great prices going on over there. REEDS.com, upper level of the Haven Mall, right in the middle of all. Some good friends at Reed's Jewelers.
Yeah, sell my wild oats over here.
Dude, first of all, you don't have any more oats left. And
why ain't I got no anchor on my left finger over here?
Believe me. She's the best thing to happen to you by far.
I'm like a Mustang. I need to run free.
Give me a break, dude.
I need to run free.
I mean, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Anything but that. Glue factors we're gonna send you to.
I'm like a Mustang, you know what I mean?
Unbelievable. Mustang. Old broken down Mustang. Don't shoot you in the leg.
Like the horse,
hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, let me tell you something. It was a tough day for me, speaking of nature.
Hate to hear that. When you fell and broke your wrist?
No, nature-wise. Yesterday, through my neighborhood, this deer darts out in front of my car. I slam on brakes and miss it.
Oh.
But it had front legs. He had held it up like something was wrong with his front leg.
Okay.
I hope he can survive that.
Do I think a deer can survive a broken leg?
Yeah. I don't know if he can or not. I didn't like that.
It's probably going to die. You probably should have hit it.
Nah.
You got to call me. We had some venison last night. It would have been great.
No.
Put some venison on the old Traeger?
No. No, baby. It ain't happening.
Let's go.
No.
Get some of them back straps.
Those deers ain't done anything to me. The other thing is, my other grill cover that I had on the other grill, I left it off a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And a bird had come and built a nest in it.
Dang birds.
And it's really low. So little Marley man, my little Jack Russell, he was very curious about that bird's nest in there.
He's very curious about a lot of things.
Yeah. So he goes over to it and sniffs around. I'm like, Marley? Nope, Marley. Marley? Nope. Anyway, I let him out. I come back.
He get one of them birds?
Four.
He got little babies?
Four dead little babies.
Oh, Marley.
Man, I hate to tell you this, but like, it was very emotional.
Marley.
I dug a little, and I don't know if he got them or not. We got some cats in the neighborhood, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to bury four little baby birds. They're cute little baby birds, man.
Dang.
Recently, like, they hadn't even really hatched. They just kind of hatched. Tough deal, man.
That dog ears.
I don't think it was him. I'm going to pretend like it wasn't him. I didn't see him. We have cats in the neighborhood. I'm going with cats. That's my natural instinct. Here's what Larry Williams talked about. ACC, SEC representation, NFL draft, last five drafts. You ready? 28 teams. You ready?
Yes.
Duke, 3.
Nice.
Syracuse, 4. Wake Forest, 5. Kentucky, 6. Vanderbilt, 7. Virginia, 8. Georgia Tech, 9. South Carolina, 10. Tennessee, 12. Number of players drafted last 5 years. Tennessee, 12. Pittsburgh, 13. NC State, North Carolina, Missouri, Mississippi State, Boston College, 14. A little surprised Boston College is in the middle of the pack.
A little bit.
More than as many as North Carolina and NC State. More than Pittsburgh, South Carolina, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. Well, Tennessee ought to be ashamed of themselves being 20th on this list. A&M and Mississippi, 15. 13 of those Mississippi players had to take a pay cut in the NFL. Virginia Tech, 16. Georgia, Arkansas, 19. Auburn, 20. Louisville, 21. Miami, 27. Clemson, number 5 at 28. Florida State, 30. LSU and Florida, 32. Alabama, 44. You're not shocked Alabama's won?
No, of course not.
Over the last 5 years, Florida didn't get their money's worth with this 32. LSU didn't get their money's worth with this 32. Pretty safe to say that?
Yes.
Let me see just what these teams did this past year to make sure I'm right with saying this. When's the last time, like, LSU's been really, really, really good?
Before Clemson killed them in the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Dang. Here, Florida, the last 5 years. Let me give you this. Come on, man. We all... Florida was 4-7 last year. Feels weird. They only played 11 games. 9-4. 10-4. McElwain was there 3 years, won 19 games, first 2 years, got fired.
Hate to see that.
7-6 and 4-8. That means they were 10, 21, 29, and 19, 23, 30, 34. Florida had the second most draft picks in the NFL draft the last 5 years, and the record was 34 and 29. Scary a little bit. What about Will Muschamp for South Carolina? A little bit scary, maybe? Or nah?
Doesn't it help him?
How?
Recruiting, maybe?
You recruit all you want to. You go 34 and 29.
But you're giving those guys the promise of going to the league.
Yeah, and then losing football games.
Which is why they're trying to play, isn't it? They're trying to go to the league.
Yeah, but I'm trying to win football games. I don't care. I said this many times, and I know this is a bad thing to say. I don't care what former Clemson football players do in the NFL. You think I'm a terrible person for saying that.
Horrible person.
If they do great, I think that's great.
I don't know who's worse. You or your dog who murdered 4 little birds yesterday.
It wasn't my dog. It's a neighborhood cat.
You know it was Marley.
No.
You know it was.
No. I will tell you this again, Zach. I'm being very sincere, very honest when I tell you this. I hope those guys do well, but that's not my major concern. Because I'm not going to pull for all these other teams in NFL. When they go, do well, do great things. I'm looking to win football games here at Clemson. That's what I want to say. LSU's tied for second. They are 8, 11, that's 19, and 18, 27, 35, 4, they're 44-19. So, listen, LSU 44-19. The last time the LSU... was, well, in 2012, they're in national championship hunt. They were number 3 in the country 2012 up until November. Is that their one? Yeah, that's a Chick-fil-A year. They've won 10 games. Hadn't won 10 games in 4 years. Their senior class at LSU didn't win 10 games any of those years. But you see what I'm saying? I'm like, those teams didn't get their money's worth. Florida State got their money's worth, right? Out of their draft picks. not money's worth, but they produced enough. Alabama certainly did. Clemson did, right? Did Miami? Eh. Louisville, 21, yeah. Tell you what's crazy. Alabama has more than Auburn and Louisville combined. Alabama has more than Duke, Syracuse, Wake Forest, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Georgia Tech combined. It's crazy that Auburn has twice as many as South Carolina. Crazy that Louisville has more than twice as many as South Carolina. But be honest with you, Louisville's been a better football program, right? Last 5 years.
It's not even close.
Okay.
They had a Heisman winner.
Hmm. Good stuff, man. Here's, do you care about these guys going to NFL?
Do I care about Clemson players going to the NFL?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it
more important than what they do at Clemson?
No.
No.
No. I want them to do well.
But I genuinely care about them.
I want them to do well in the NFL. But if they don't, I would rather them overachieve here at Clemson and do great things than underachieve here, go and do better things in the pros.
But at the same time, how they do at the next level also kind of reflects upon Clemson here.
I get that. I can
and
see
it
that.
Matters to recruits.
Yeah. Oh,
You're a recruiting guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It has to matter.
Oh, yeah. And there's no doubt it matters. There's no doubt about that it matters. Those are our numbers. Our numbers matter segment. University of Colleges, universitycolleges.com, 784-3400. Hey, kids are moving out right now, so you can move in this summer. Man, go by and see our good friends over at University Cottages. Here's the bottom line is you're going to get an awesome place to live. You're going to get it at a very, very affordable price. Of all these new places, and this is new now, all these new places out here, the rent is going to be better here than any place you're going to find. Call University Cottages. Ingalls Crossing is their newest one, and they're very proud of this, and rightfully so, the granite countertops and the cabinetry. I mean, you don't care about that as a student. You care about flat-screen TVs, ceiling fans, dog park, resort-style pools, clubhouses, coffee bars, grilling areas, and great rent. Beautiful, brand-new cottages, Ingalls Crossing, universitycottages.com, 784-3400. Those draft numbers matter. That number that matters, too, 784-3400. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Speaking of numbers, Clemson baseball's on an 8-game winning streak. Bradley Decoy joins us and talk about the team meeting that's been publicized a little bit and what went on there and how that helped turn them around after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
One of the best rivalries in the ACC gets underway this weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Clemson will take on Florida State in a 3-game series with Saturday's first pitch at 6:30 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., and Monday at 7 p.m. Hear all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the Material Handling Industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate. Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Mother's Day is fast approaching, and once again, you're trying to come up with the perfect gift to thank her for all she's done for you. Here's the perfect solution: a gift certificate for Urban Nirvana. She can choose one of their custom massages, facials, or something from their salon studio, and it's so easy. Just log on to urbannirvana.com to make your purchase and print your certificate right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana at MacB Station. The shops at Greenridge and online at urbannirvana.com.
Listen weekdays to the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report with me, Brad Sink, of Host of the Press Box. We'll update you on what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. Brought to you by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source, 3124 North Main, Anderson.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Baseball beats in Clemson. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You know, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round.
Katichi makes me feel good. I always get in a good mood. I always love going over and seeing my great friends over at Katichi and getting great golf over that way. I don't talk enough about their food. If you are thinking about some sort of event, some sort of wedding, if you're thinking about some sort of corporate retreat or just having like your local Rotary Club meetings or anything like that, over in Hartwell, Georgia, think about Katichi. I was told yesterday that they have a really cool event that they're trying to get out there at Katichi. I'll tell you more about that later. And then finally, this is really, 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 really cool, is that the big, huge demo day is going on at Katichi as well. We have, I think it's Friday. Bear with me a second. I'll find it between now and the end of the break there. But the Callaway demo day, how about that? Coming up this Friday. You don't need appointments. You don't need anything. Just go over to Katichi on Friday. This is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. So tomorrow from 1 p.m. until 5, no charge. Anybody can come. Reservation is not required. Come out, hit some of the best and latest technology, the Rogue stuff. You're going to love it. It's over at Katichi Ledbetter Academy and Callaway Demo Day from 1 to 5 tomorrow over in Hartwell. Hey, dude, go over and get your new driver. Be good stuff for you, Zach. Over at Katichi, CATECHE.com. Clemson's on an 8-game winning streak. Clemson's Bradley Lee Croyd joins us now. Good morning, Coach. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you?
We're fantastic. Now, you know what? Team meetings, I think, can be underrated or overrated, and hindsight tells us if they're successful or not. I read here recently that after the Georgia loss in Athens, you guys had some sort of team meeting, and you've won 8 in a row since. Looking back on it, was it a big deal, significant deal? Was it, or just what significance did it play in you guys turning this thing around and winning 2 straight sweeps on the road in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, I think we obviously had a team meeting after the game, and then we met as a staff the next day and discussed some things and trying to go back to the basics and where we needed to improve, and whether it was approach or mentality. And fortunately, in baseball, we were playing again in the next 48 hours. So you have to turn the page quick. And we were able to change the mindset. We had a great practice that Thursday at Wake Forest, and winning is contagious. Confidence is contagious, and the guys really bought into what we're trying to do, and we're on a good streak right now.
Let's talk about this this trip to Virginia, sweeping Virginia, a team that really have given this program fits in years past, but you go up there and win. I thought that Friday night's game, again, like it always does, seemingly always does, is set the tone, and Hennessy and Strider and Miller and then Riley Gilliam. I want to ask you more about him than anything else. Earlier on, he struggled. Earlier on, I second-guessed him. I'll go be honest about it. But, boy, he has come on strong, and he had his best weekend yet. What do you see in Riley? What is he doing differently now than maybe earlier? And then how did that confidence in him pay off to know that, boy, he's doing it at a higher level?
Yeah, I mean, he was outstanding last weekend, obviously. You know, 3 saves in 3 games. And, you know, the best thing about it is he threw on Friday and Saturday. And going into it on Sunday, you know, we were wondering what we were going to do out of the bullpen because we weren't planning on using him. But he told us as a coach staff he wanted the ball again, and he felt good. And his pitch counts were limited Friday and Saturday, so he hadn't, you know, his arm wasn't taxed at all. And that just shows the confidence that he has right now and the maturity that he's, you know, come up with this season. And you're right, he had a couple outings early in the season that, you know, he struggled in, but he's a junior now. He's more mature. He got a ton of experience last summer, you know, closing for Team USA again in their international play against Cuba and Japan and teams like that. So we're very fortunate to have a guy like that to back in the bullpen, especially when he's on like he is right now, because if you look at his numbers, batting average against, you know, his whip, his strikeouts to walk, he hasn't given up a run yet in ACC play. So we feel great to have him in the back in the bullpen, and he's worked extremely hard to get where he's at.
Thought the bullpen was fantastic, especially on Friday and on Saturday. Another one fantastic, though, Logan Davidson, ACC Player of the Week. I said earlier, Coach, this might be the most important person in this lineup. He does so much for you, and he does it in different spots for you now. What is it about Logan as of late that he seems to be playing his best baseball this season?
Yeah, he's just getting in better counts. He's swinging at better pitches. And when he gets a fastball in the count, he's not missing it. Obviously, he had a great freshman year last year. And, you know, he struggled at the beginning of the year a little bit. I think he was pressing, trying to do too much. And here lately, he's kind of just went back to the basics. And when he gets a fastball, he's hitting it. But you're right. He's the key to our lineup because where he hits in the lineup in front of Seth and Chris to get on for those guys. And two, he switches it up by being a switch hitter. So they have to decide what they're going to do matchup wise, lefty and righty out of the bullpen. But as far as he goes, that's how we go because it sets the table for Chris and Seth and the rest of the guys in the lineup. And you know, one thing that we always talk about Logan, you know, offensively, but you know, he's been outstanding defensively this year. He had some freshman mistakes last year. But he's fielding over 970 as a shortstop, everyday shortstop in the ACC, which is unheard of. So he's made great strides, and nobody works harder than that young man. And you know, we're very proud of him.
How about you make out a lineup card? And what if I told you 6 months ago that Cal Wilkie would be your cleanup hitter in an ACC game? Man, what a great really really run he's been on as of late.
Yeah, we probably would have thought that, you know, 5 of our starters were out for the year injury-wise. but he he's a tough kid, and he keeps creeping up in that lineup. And you know, the reason we do it is because over the course of the season, you look at his numbers, he's the best guy with runners in scoring position. He's hitting over 400 with runners in scoring position. Obviously, the 4 or 5 hole are your biggest RBI opportunities. And at the end of the day, it's about scoring runs and driving runs in, and he's one guy that can do it, and he's been great. You know, obviously, it was a little bit different. We gave him we kind of joked with him on Sunday hitting in the 4 hole, and they flipped him in there at 2-0 breaking ball. He's probably not used to that, and we told him, said, hey, man, you're hitting the cleanup spot. You're going to get 2-0 breaking balls. People respect you now. But he's doing great, and very proud of Kyle for what he's done.
All right, Sam Hall gets a chance, gets 2 hits on Saturday, 2 hits on Sunday. Where is he? What's his future? What's he, you know, his future in the lineup? You got a lot of guys maybe coming back getting healthy. Has he done enough to stay in the lineup for a while?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the other day. I mean, we're hopefully going to have Kier back for this weekend, and Cromwell's going to be healthy enough to play in the field. But Sam Hall got his chance, and he, you know, had some of the best at-bats over the weekend, you know, including a home run. And I mean, he's got to be in there the way he's playing right now. He brings a dimension to our team, kind of like Kier does, that some other guys can't do, as far as, you know, stealing bags, the athleticism, and the short game with the butt, and keeping the other team on their toes. And the way he's competing and the at bats he's having, he's got to be in there right now. And you know, this is the guy that, you know, we highly recruited. Was a Team USA guy out of high school and struggled in the fall, and just, there were some guys ahead of him going through the spring, and you know, because of a couple of injuries, we gave him a chance, and you know, he's produced, and it's great to see. And it's good for our lineup because it mixes it up. It's a different element, different type of guy that the pitchers have to pitch to the opposing team, the coaches, scouting report. But yeah, right now, you know, Sam's got to be in lineup, whether he plays second or if he plays third or he plays left. You know, one good thing for him, he's very versatile and he can play multiple positions.
You got Florida State coming to town, exam week. How much, what was done during exam week? I know you got to balance it, but you know, you get some work done there. What was exam week like for the fellas?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's time to finish strong academically. You know, we gave Monday and Tuesday off. Some of the guys came down and hit on their own in the field. And then, you know, we'll get back at it with a good practice today. Some of our pitchers will throw live. And then we'll go to practice again tomorrow. Then we got the Seminoles this weekend, starting on Saturday. But it's a good week for us. Kind of take a deep breath, get away from it a little bit, get some guys healthy that we need to get healthy. You know, and Bird, get him 100% healthy. Get Cromwell going. Hopefully, Kier will be back this weekend. We feel like he will be. So it's kind of coming at a good time where we can get some everyday guys healthy. And then we'll get back in practice today and get ready for Florida State this weekend.
All right, I meant to ask you this, too, because someone brought it up to me yesterday. Monday's game is ESPN2. Because of ESPN and Nationals, does that put pressure on in case there's other rain delays or moving games around? Do you have less freedom in moving games around? Seemingly you have to do it every single weekend, but was ESPN kind of presence, does that make it different for you this weekend?
Yeah, well, on Monday it does. I mean, obviously you know, I think there has to be a significant, you know, chance of rain to move that game on Monday night. But the other days we're flexible. I mean, if for some reason, you know, we get rain on Sunday, we can play a doubleheader on Monday. And we have to start that game early so the TV crew and everybody has time to prepare for that 7 o'clock first pitch. But it does handcuff us a little bit. But, you know, it's great exposure for our program and for the conference to play on national TV on a Monday night. Works out great. You know, we're at home, school's out. So hopefully, you know, Monday night, I know it's a tough night, but hopefully we'll have a big crowd all weekend, and especially Monday night on TV, on national TV.
No doubt about it. And the weather does look good, by the way. The most recent forecast looks good for that. Hey, about a minute or so in the final segment here, final minute, what kind of club will Florida State bring north?
You know, good club. I mean, obviously they're banged up a little bit with their pitching staff. Their lineup's really good. They got a ton of guys back from the team last year that made it to Omaha. A lot of older guys, some juniors that have played every day since they were freshmen. So it's going to be a challenge for us. Pitching-wise, you know, one of their weekend starters, Cole Sands, is out right now, but he might be back this weekend. They haven't decided. So they're They'll most likely throw two lefties at us and a righty. You know, what days, we don't know yet. They haven't announced the rotation. So it's going to be a great, good challenge for us. You know, Coach Martin's tied the all-time winning record. And I'm sure he would love nothing better than to break that record at Clemson if he couldn't break it at home. So it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be great weather, and we can't wait to play in front of our home crowd.
I would love nothing more than him not taking so much time going out to the mound and go out as many times as he does, and let's get home before midnight some of these nights too. So that would be good. Coach, good luck this weekend, man, against the Seminoles, and let's talk next week as we get ready for Austin Peay coming to town.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Notice he didn't catch in on the Mike Martin stuff. The guy just takes like 3 days to get out to the mound. I mean, grandma's slow. She had a little mage on her too, but goodness gracious.